That's a Z, right?
That's a C.
Yeah.
With the brand new files.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Camacho.
Okay. Okay, this is in the appeal of Data Management Resources, LLC. This is appeal number OPA-PA-11-003. I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer for the OPA. It's approximately 11:44 on April the 27th, 2011. We're on the ninth floor of the DNA building. And will the member, and I'm serving as hearing officer in this matter, will the members of the OPA staff that are present for this hearing, please identify themselves for the record.
Doris Flores Brooks, public auditor.
Ann Camacho, support analyst.
Franklin Kukeners, auditor.
Will the counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning.
I'm Laura Mooney, I'm general counsel for DOE, and with me is supply management administrator Mark Peter.
Well, thank you, Ms. Mooney. Will counsel for Data Management Resources, LLC, the appellant, please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives that are with her this morning?
Jacqueline Chalahi, I'm here on behalf of DMR. There is no representative today.
Okay, and as we are here for the, well, let me just ask for the record, are there any interested parties in this matter? None. I don't believe any have filed an appearance. In this case, either. There'd be no interested parties. We are here for the pre-hearing conference at this time. And did either party request a hearing in this matter?
We did not request a hearing in this matter simply because we anticipated that there was a likelihood that the OPA, maybe under hearing officer, may be able to resolve this matter through the record. We had originally hoped to reach some kind of stipulation, but because we have filed also a motion based on the record, we believe that it's appropriate to submit it directly to the hearings officer without any further action. That was filed with the OPA on April 1st. Both DOE and myself have, excuse me, have waived hearing on our motion as well.
Okay, so...
Yeah, on the whole, we waived the hearing on the appeal, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, so let me just back up. I don't think you requested an appeal with your notice of appeal. Is that correct, your party?
I'm sorry?
The appellant didn't request a hearing. Is that correct?
No, we did not request a hearing.
Okay, very good. And then neither did DOE. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and we have one motion on record, and basically you're desiring to have the OPA decide the matter based on the record filed and the pleadings filed by the parties without a hearing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Then that's what we'll do to include your motion that was filed on April the 1st. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So based on that, we will decide the matter based on all the pleadings that are filed. The parties may, okay, although they're not required to submit an additional memorandum on remedies, you may do so by filing such a memorandum no later than April the 29th at 5 p.m. That gives you over 48 hours, which is a traditional amount of time for that. You don't have to, but that's just, you don't have to, that's not where you argue your case, it's just what you feel as a party the OPA should do at this point, based on the record in the matter. So if you want to file that additional brief, it's due at 5 p.m. on April the 29th, this Friday. Okay? But it's not a mandatory pleading. It's
covered in our motion, your motion,
yes.
And our brief.
Okay, yeah, we submitted a proposed findings as well, so as part of our motion. So.
Okay, but I'm just giving the parties, and if you want to do an additional motion, that's it'll be due on the 29th, okay, of April. At 5. That's the brief on remedies. Okay. That said, are there any other issues that we need to take up at this time?
No. I believe that does it for this particular matter.
All right. So this hearing is then adjourned. We're off the record for OPA-PA-11-003 at approximately 11:49 a.m. Okay. We just go in and, okay, so. The next case, of course, is in the appeal of Data Management Resources LLC. That's OK-PA-11-004. It's approximately 11:50 a.m. on April the 27th, 2011. We're on the ninth floor of the DNA building. I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer for this hearing. Will members of the OPA staff that are present for this hearing please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, public auditor.
Anne Camacho, support analyst.
Franklin Cooper, nurse auditor.
Will counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives that are present with her today?
Laura Mooney, legal counsel for DOE. With me is FI Management Administrator Mark Pito.
Thank you, Ms. Mooney. Will counsel for the appellant please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her today?
Jacqueline Chalahi on behalf of Data Management Resources, and there is no representative today.
Okay, I don't believe anybody made an entrance as an, or filed an appearance as an interested party, is that correct? Are there any interested parties present? There being none in the room. We're here for the pre-hearing conference. Did either party request a hearing in this matter?
No.
No.
And is the desire of any party to request a hearing in this matter?
No, we have also filed a motion similar to the 03 matter that the OPA and hearing officer make a determination on the
matter. Okay. Was that a similar motion, and was that also made on April the 1st?
That's correct.
Okay, 2011. Okay, and as neither party has requested a hearing, the OPA will decide this case based on the record and the pleadings filed in the case, as well as the motion that was filed on April the 1st, 2011. Do the parties waive any hearing on that motion?
Yes, we have waived hearing.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Mooney and Mr. Lahey. Once again, we'll schedule, the parties may file an additional brief on remedies only. That brief will be due at 5 o'clock p.m. on April the 29th. 2011. That's not a mandatory memorandum or brief, but you know, the parties so desire, they may submit one, which will also be considered as part of the record in this matter. Okay. There being nothing further, are there any other issues?
In hindsight, we should have these two first.
we ran out of time between
two. Nothing further.
Okay, nothing further than this hearing is adjourned and the matter will be decided on record. Written issue or written decision will follow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Everyone.
Off the record.
Yeah.